Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 148. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on tonight?
We're dangerously close to 150.
Well, yeah, we are.
That's real good.
Mayonnaise.
Good observation.
The mayonnaise. We are in a mayonnaise, aren't we?
You guys doing all right, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, doing good. Good.
Just had a nice guest chat, right?
That's right.
And then Mr. Bobby Shue. That was fun. I've been jazzed up tonight. I've been.
Yes.
Yeah. That's always a good thing.
Juiced up.
I got my jazz.
Without the juice.
That's right. I'm juiced up without the juice. Yeah.
Just the cherries,
I got my Route 44 Cherry Coke. Again,
there you go.
Sonic, sponsor or make us.
They just don't know.
I spend so much darn money at Sonic on just these. I spend $1,000 a month or a year, say, on just drinks. So they need a sponsor.
You're saying they owe you?
They do owe us.
So which hand's your drinking hand?
Cool as a cucumber for this machine.
Arm curls.
That's right. We are doing good, though. We're doing a good job tonight, I think. I mean, I don't want to brag, but we're doing a good job.
I always appreciate when you say that. That when you call us gentlemen, that just makes me feel good.
Well, I say it just to be
gentleman.
Silly. Hey, gentlemen.
Doesn't sound like us, but.
No, that you are a gentleman every once in a while.
That one
even
time.
A blind pig finds an ear of corn every once in a while. Hey, guess what?
Hey, it's for horses.
Hey, it's for horses.
That's right.
That's right. That's true. Manscaped.
Mm-hmm.
You know Manscaped, right?
I happen to know Manscaped, yeah.
Hey, guys, are you looking like a big hairball? Well, do we have the solution for you? Manscaped is a men's grooming company with products to get you a little less hairy and a lot more smoother. Areas such as your ears, nose, neck, back, and yes, even your little tumbleweeds down below. The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is a fifth-generation trimmer to accomplish just what you need, and that's to be smooth as a baby's backside. You can use the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in or out of the shower because this bad boy is waterproof. They also have aftershave lotions, face razors, shampoos, beard oils, and many more awesome grooming products. So just go to manscaped.com and enter our special discount code CREEPED20, that's CREEPED20, for 20% off plus free shipping. Guys, no more dogging it by looking like a dog man. Just go to manscaped.com and enter special discount code CREEPED20, that's CREEPED20, for 20% off plus free shipping. Manscaped.com.
I like it.
Do you?
I do. I really do.
Nate, mm-hmm. Have you tried it in the shower yet?
Not in the shower. No,
no still can't quite.
Can't get him to commit on that. Huh?
My no. Hand shakes.
Oh, well, that's a bad. Oh, yeah. Make sure you're steady. You know, and yeah, mm-hmm. don't no shaking with the razor in your hand.
You have to make sure you have good footing.
That's manscaped.com. Yeah, go. What do you say, Sean?
Go get some. You some.
Yeah.
Woo.
Get you 20% off and free shipping.
That's right.
How about that? So, Sean.
Yes.
We have a COSO.
We do. And I'm going to read it.
Okay. That's why I said
on the script, not script.
Yeah. Please do.
Our COSO is Jason Fife, co-founder of Lost Souls Paranormal Detectives. They have 16 years in the paranormal community. Jason and his crew do investigations in homes, businesses, and remote consultations. Jason is a friend of Mako and he was a guest on our show a while back. So you can go follow Jason and his investigative team on Instagram and Facebook by typing in Lost Souls Paranormal Detectives.
So you're saying he's a has-been.
That's what I know. I was like, I better be careful.
Jason,
how
I apologize for Sean's remark.
I mucked
about
that up a little bit. I said muck.
You kind of did that.
You don't have to do the little Tweety Bird on.
Yeah, we had Jason on the show, and he did a great job.
Yes.
And he's based in Tennessee, the great state of Tennessee.
You're wearing it in his awesome shirt,
and I am. Also, I was going to mention.
I love that. That's one of my favorite shirts.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then I've got the orange Greenwood Happy Haunts little wristband that matches. So.
Yes, it does.
Always go with the two. So.
I like that.
Yeah, Jason's a great guy, and he is, they do good stuff. They do, investigations and all that fun stuff. So go follow
and
him.
And he's not a has-been.
And he's not a has-been. Jason, again, don't listen to Sean. He not know what he
does. 9.9% of what comes out of my mouth.
That's right.
Hard to believe.
We hadn't had a COSO in a while, so.
That's true. Yeah.
I was looking through the list of messages and all the people that, you know, that we kind of messaged back and forth on Instagram, and I came across Jason. I'm like, I don't think we've given him a COSO. So.
I don't think.
Now we have.
I think you're right.
Now he's a has-been.
No, I don't think we have. Yeah, right.
No. So, yes, thank you, Sean, for that. And now,
yes,
to the topic, what are we going to talk about?
Well, this is Nate's choice, and it is on Loveland Castle. Mm.
Don't put that evil on me.
Oh, hold on.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
And as always, you can go to the bottom of our show notes to see the source links for this topic.
Excellent. Loveland Castle.
Mm-hmm.
Little foundation.
Absolutely. It's also called the Chateau La Roche. Mm. So the Loveland Castle is a museum on the banks of the Little Miami River north of Loveland, Ohio, United States of America. Built in the style of a medieval castle, construction began in the, in 1927 by Boy Scout troop leader, a World War I veteran and medievalist who knew there was such a thing.
Whoa.
Right? That's a lot, right? Harry D. Andrews, just only not an author, right? No, I actually was an author. He actually did write stuff too. Mm. He built the castle on promotional plots of land that were obtained by paying for 1-year subscriptions to the Cincinnati Inquirer. Andrews named his castle after a military hospital in the Chateau de la Roche in southwest France, where he was stationed during the First World War. Its name actually means rock castle in French.
Oh,
Francais.
Uh-huh.
Oui, oui.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool place. We need to put this on the list, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Just go ahead.
It's not that far. It's only a couple hours away. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just right around Cincinnati. Mm-hmm.
So he was a founder of the Knights of the Golden Trail.
Mm.
That is an organization dedicated to reactivating the medieval practice of knighthood.
Mm-hmm.
Chivalry, right?
Mm-hmm. And he actually lived in this castle until he died in 1981.
Oh,
so he was in it for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah.
He had to ward off people like stealing his food and supplies and all that kind of stuff too. Can you imagine though? Like, you wouldn't think that would happen in like the outskirts of Cincinnati, but apparently it did.
Yeah, Harry Andrews, they call it Labor of Love, Chateau La Roche. It is a medieval castle replica found along the bank of the Little Miami River. Built of bricks, cement blocks made from milk carton molds, and a lot of stone from the river. It took over 50 years to complete. It took 2,600 sacks of cement, 32,000 quart milk cartons for concrete bricks, and 56,000 pail fulls of stone. The materials cost him $12,000.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, wow.
For what? This looks like
back then, yeah,
for like $12 million, you know, to build something like that.
Yeah,
he had told this the group, the Boy Scout troop, that KOGT, right, the Knights of Golden Trail.
Right.
He had told them like, hey, you collect rocks from the river, I will build you a couple, you know, stone tents, and that's how it started. That's the castle project, and I guess what happened was he had meningitis and was basically dead, right? They had announced him or pronounced him dead, and he was supposed to get married. And so the girl that he was to marry ended up, like, they figured out that he wasn't actually dead. And so he came back to life. And so she had married somebody else by the time that he recovered. And so he never, even though apparently there were other people that had wanted relationships with him or had wanted, you know, had wanted to date him, he never like found love again. So the love of his life was this castle and then the organization of the Knights of the Golden Trail. So he was just so enamored with bringing back the medieval times and the medieval chivalry and all those, the ethical principles and warfare of how they would actually fight in these castles. So
I've always liked that time period.
Oh, I love it too.
And whether it's stories and books or movies, I love that.
I can't call myself a medievalist, but I would love to be one.
Sometimes I get so mad I get medieval, but you know,
that's right.
I'll say, don't make me get medieval on. No, I do. I think it's cool.
What was that? Was it in the 90s where you said go medieval on your hiney? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that like an Austin Powers thing?
I just remember Mike Myers. Still people say, don't make me go medieval. Yeah, and I remember as a small boy, I always thought it was medieval, like M-I-D instead of medieval. Yeah. I still kind of talk lazy.
I'll still say it that way, too.
I'll try to say med, but then I'll say medieval. You know, so med, whatever it takes, right?
Malevolent.
Where'd that come from? Oh, yeah, so it is a castle. Very cool, and they've got a lot of the decor, the knights' outfits and the decorations and all that. I think it's really cool. It kind of goes with the theme, obviously, being a castle. Says, not willing to leave cherished homes behind has kept entities in this world unable to let go in order to go to the other side. Mr. Andrews thoroughly enjoyed his life and his castle, where groups like the Boy Scouts could stay and participate in activities. His Knights of the Golden Trail spouses, everything that he holds dear. Mr. Andrews also put many hours into creating and growing his garden. That's really impressive, because you ever try to grow a garden?
No.
It's really, well, my wife actually, and I shouldn't son say that did I have, about 3 years yeah, ago, I'm, and I'm like, it was just a small one, but I'm like, no, nah, too much.
We grew up with one, so oh, I yeah, do know my, how, my, yeah.
Says sudden unexpected death from accidents or illness can cause hauntings from entities who died before they were ready. Harry Andrews died in an unexpected, painful accident from burns he received while burning trash or cooking on the roof of his castle. Wow. That's kind of brutal.
Yeah, it says his ghost is within the castle. Objects often go missing or moved, and occasionally you can hear voices or see a figure. They describe the ghost as a playful, not malicious spirit who likes to play tricks on the knights by doing things such as hiding their things.
Oh.
So it's a fun ghost.
It's a
playful.
Playful. Mischievous. Full of hijinks is what you're saying.
That's right. Exactly. That's right.
It said a man and his wife had built a cabin in the area in the front part of a cave. Living in this half cabin, half cave, which was located just downriver from the castle, they made their moonshine in the cave one day. Mr. Andrews and his staff heard a huge explosion. They went down to the cave and found the wife had been killed when a whiskey barrel landed on her with a tremendous force from the blast. Those are heavy.
Yes.
And I'm going to guess that if they land on you, they're going to, yeah, if they don't kill you, they're going to.
You're dead. Or, you wish you were. Hurt.
Yeah, right. That's a crazy thing. And it says spirits have been known to attach to favorite items they have had while they were alive.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Interesting.
This is the Chateau La Roche was built as an expression and reminder of the simple strength and rugged grandeur of the mighty men who lived when knighthood was in flower. It was their knightly zeal for honor, valor, and manly purity that lifted mankind out of the moral midnight of the Dark Ages. I like how that's put. Mm-hmm. And started it towards a gray dawn of human hope. This says Harry lived out the rest of his life in this incredible castle near the river, but unfortunately his last few years were rather tragic. The problem with owning a castle in the middle of Ohio was that it drew quite a bit of attention, sometimes of the unsavory kind. Harry was content to share his odd home with visitors, even giving tours to curious locals in exchange for donations. But more than once, Harry found himself at the mercy of thieves who stole his money, food, and property. Near the end of his life, things had gotten so bad at Loving Castle that Harry had begun nailing the donation box shut and sleeping with a gun next to his bed. This helped little. One night, he was not only beaten with his own gun, but the donation box was ripped off the wall and stolen altogether, and then led to him having to get gangrene from, from the gun. But so this is pretty sad. But the it's funny that there is a story about a lady in white here as well, which I know that never happens in any of our stories. But then there's also one that is, did you guys see the Viking? There's a guy that is seen outside along the river that looks like a Viking.
The Viking entity.
The Viking entity. And it's pretty well known around those parts, but it just kind of, it's spotted, day, night, and all kind of times. So who knows where in the world that kind of spirit comes from. But they think that a lot of, like you were saying, a lot of the paraphernalia has brought some of these spirits that were connected to in life to some of these objects. So I think that's really interesting.
Well, it's like the haunted object.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A lot of people believe in.
Erin Ignatz talks about it all the time.
Sure.
She's had run-ins with all that.
Yeah.
Still does to this day.
And she mentioned it at our live show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the bayonet and the helmet and something. Yeah.
Yeah, the castle itself has a great hall, a banquet hall, an armory, A watchtower in a real dungeon complete with cells. Some of the rooms are full of memorabilia from the medieval times. Vegetables and flowers can be grown year-round in the hothouses. And keep an eye out for the Loch Ness-type monster swimming through the rock garden.
Everything you mentioned I want for our house. I like our house, but we don't have a dungeon. We don't have a watchtower. We don't have a Loch Ness-type monster.
It was the Frogman, I think. I don't know if that's frog the same man. One or not, but yeah, there was a Frogman around.
Oh, yeah. I did. Mm-hmm. I did. Okay, yeah. Coming off the, you mentioned the Viking dude.
Mm-hmm.
So they call it the Viking entity. It says, perhaps he is attached to one of the swords on display, right?
Says, swords.
Hey, sword. This entity is seen by the north, round part of the castle addition, dressed in a long, dark cloak, wearing a spiked helmet, and carrying a short, wide sword across his chest. Probably he is the entity who likes to ring the doorbell and knocks on the door for chuckles.
He's mischievous.
He is mischievous, too. This Viking, if that's his real name. Oh, yeah.
Harry made sure to put the Ten Commandments. He inscribed them in one of the main rooms that you come across, which I really like. And it says, you know, basically the word of God or the commandments of God. So I really like that. But yeah, he scrawled those very notably, you know, and it's interesting that he built with all the principles and the chivalry and the valor and all those kind of things. And he wanted to make sure that, you know, there was a moral foundation there. So I like the fact that he put the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
He also put a lot of interesting things like the warfare, like I said, in the medieval times, they put the, what were they called? The Irish stairs, you know, because they're different heights and it's narrow, so you can't really fight very easily. They also had doors that it's where the saying, you know, sticking your neck out because you were forced to stoop down and put your neck through first. And then also to show if you had a weapon, but your weapon wouldn't, the doors are so narrow that it's awkward and it really like disarms you for a minute. And then, you know, if somebody was there, they could obviously chop your head off. And so you're literally sticking your neck out. But it's interesting to, you know, to take over a fortification like this, an actual battle. He had all those little things, you know, like the areas where you could pour molten lava. You know, and people trying to storm the gates. He had a dry moat there, which is cool because that's where people would come and dismount from their horses, you know, when they're, you know, either arriving at the castle or, you know, trying to protect it. So it's just kind of cool. All the little things. I mean, it took him forever, obviously, to get this completed, but that's plenty of time for him to think about, like, all those little details and the collection they had of swords and armory and all that kind of stuff. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Nate, you said that they think that the male, so that Harry Anderson is the one that's there?
He's like the main one.
So it said a dark shadow had been seen moving up the spiral staircase, and they think it's, they call it Sir Harry's old room. It said a slamming bathroom door in the ballroom done by an unseen presence got the attention of two members of the Knights of the Golden Trail. This began an investigation by one of these men of the pipes, and it was discovered that the septic tank was about to overflow, which would have caused a real mess in the garden.
That's what they say. If something's going to go wrong, that he kind of brings it to the surface. And so they credit him for like helping them.
Yeah.
You know, they said that would have been, unspeakable damage, unsmellable.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Overwhelming.
This year says, Harry himself claimed that the castle was haunted. He believed that many ghosts visited the castle, but one was always there. He called the entity Casper Poltergeist. Casper was known to shock people with an electrical current, but only those who made him angry.
Jeez.
He also liked to knock on the back door, particularly when there was a fresh dusting of snow on the ground, therefore leaving no tracks in the snow.
That's cool.
That is cool. Kind of creepy though, right?
Yeah. There's a female entity, and they think it's the wife of the moonshiner, the one that got, I guess, barrel landed on. Mm-hmm. Said before a streetlight was put in front, a female entity with long hair would walk across the river and sit in the seats located on top of the garage. A female entity described as a transparent whitish apparition dressed in a flowing gown.
Woman in white, baby.
Had been seen walking up the road by the porta potties in the garden area before. Did you already say that?
No, oh, I just okay. mentioned oh, yeah. the woman in white.
I didn't think. Oh, yeah. So anyway, in the garden before disappearing. So that's kind of cool. Yeah. I really like this. I love to take a tour of it.
We have to go. And the thing is that they say that it's self-guided, but there are a lot of times, you know, quote unquote knights that are there and that they can give you some of the history and kind of talk you through a few things or answer questions.
Oh, you mean they're dressed like a knight?
I think they're part of this whole organization. So I don't know if they're dressed like a knight or not, but they called them knights. So I don't know if that's.
Now, do they do it a day or night?
Mid-noon.
Midday, yeah.
Midday. Around tea time.
Oh, yeah, you're right, right. That'd be cool. You know, like it's kind of nice to do, like go to a place and you kind of have it, you know, you can kind of roam around and check out. But I also like actual tours to hear.
Oh, I agree, yeah.
You know, kind of like a Waverly. It'd been great to walk around. Well, I mean, we did because of the investigation, but like I'm glad we did the hour tour because we got to learn, okay, this hallway or this room had this and this supposed lab, and then they'd say, okay, that's the rumor, but this is actually what happened or didn't happen. I still want an official tour at the Indiana State Sanatorium, you know? Mm-hmm. I think a place like this, I definitely want an official tour to kind of tell me the stories.
I think they said it's like $5 for adults.
Well, that's cheap.
Children are free, and then they said that some rates differ depending on, you know, like special events and all that kind of stuff for special times of the year. So there's also a pillory out front, you know, where you put your head and your hands in there.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And all that.
I saw
that. That's cool, too. That adds to, I mean, you think the garden's cool. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was really neat that adds the realistic touch to, you know, the time period that they're setting that castle in.
It gets great reviews, too. It's at least the one I'm looking at, I think it's 4 or whatever star or whatever you want
to
say.
The reviews were excellent. Yeah.
Yeah.
People are surprised that they didn't had, you know, even people from Ohio are like, how am I from Ohio and I don't know about this place?
Yeah. They're like,
off the beaten path a little bit.
I guess there's a lot of castles actually in Ohio.
It's at the back of a neighborhood. Like they were like, it's the people, one of the videos I was watching, they were talking about like, it's kind of strange that we're going through a neighborhood and then sure enough, at the back of this neighborhood, you see, you know, you're kind of leading to the river.
You see a castle.
And I guess he made the actual road that you can go in on.
Oh, he did?
He helped to construct that. Oh. And they say that like buses and some of the larger vehicles are not able to get over that road. Gotcha. So it's like, but maybe he wanted it that way too, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. I get it. Yeah. That'd be kind of fun to, you're driving through a neighborhood and you're like, oh.
There's a castle.
It's a large castle. Yeah.
I say this now, but like I've always wanted to live in a castle or have a castle. And I always thought that would be cool. Now you actually live in one. I don't know how cool it would be, but it's still pretty cool. There's one of the rooms and it was, they had pictures of him at his desk, like chopping away at or pounding away at rocks, you know, like he was putting like final touches on stuff, you know, maybe he was always doing that until he died, but it had a sign that said, look up. And you just see the ceiling and it just goes up and up and up like it never ends almost. And so he just, the work and the detail that he put into it was pretty remarkable.
This couple, they said, they give it 4 out of 5, July 2023. It says, my wife and I went to a wine tasting event at the Loveland Castle. So they do wine tasting.
Mm-hmm.
Formerly called, obviously, Chateau La Roche, meaning Rock Castle, north of downtown Loveland, Ohio, and enjoyed the event and explored the castle that was constructed over many years by Harry Andrews. So they liked it, and then there's another quick one. Said it was a very authentic castle experience, and guides were fun and very knowledgeable and interactive. We enjoyed all the special touches. The gardens could be kept up a little better, but we enjoyed exploring. So, yeah.
And that probably would be hard to do, especially with, yeah. I mean, I don't know that it's a huge organization, you know. And they probably have to take whatever volunteer work they can get anyway.
So
I'm sure that would be hard to keep up with.
But no, overall it gets good reviews and a lot of people say it's worth it and go check it out. And I won't read it, but I glanced, it said, we didn't experience any haunt or any paranormal activity, but totally worth it. That didn't, you know, didn't ruin the experience. And yeah, you can't go there expecting it's kind of like doing an investigation. Nothing. I mean, something might happen, nothing might happen. I don't know, you know. But, yeah, they liked it. They said, that didn't ruin anything. So, what else you guys have?
There was a group of guys that went in, and it was funny because they when they had this, like, they set up to start their investigation with going in one at a time and waiting until it got dark, and then they would go in and just, like, experience it, one person at a time, and see if they had any kind of experiences. And they did have that. I mean, like, at first it was like nothing. I didn't have anything. And then all of a sudden, like, certain places, because this was like their second visit. And they, I want to say it was the Ohio Ghost Brothers is what it was. And they were sitting there as the night went on. They had more and more experiences, and they were picking up stuff, EVPs and all that kind of stuff. Because I thought, man, this is going to be like a group that's not going to get anything. And you also wonder, are they making up some of the stuff? It didn't seem like it. It seemed like this was like legitimate stuff that they were trying to really hone in on what's real, what's not real there. But but they got a lot of activity that night. And they said the reason they came back was that, obviously, they're from Ohio too, but the reason that they came back was because they had gotten good activity the first time too.
Nice. You guys have anything else? I've got something, but if close it out, but if you have...
I'm tapped out.
Tapped out? Nate's tapped out? Well, one little quick story here. It says, after a long day of working on maintenance at the castle, all the knights and ladies decided to have a little party. As some of them played instruments, they added live music to the festivities. A heavy lamp over a table began to swing in time to the music. When they stopped playing, the lamp suddenly stopped as well, like an unseen presence stopped it. As they continued in their playing, the lamp began to swing again. The lamp would swing during songs that were liked, and be still during songs the presence did not like. That would be fun to see. So, seeing a lamp swinging, and maybe you're playing a song it doesn't like. So. Probably playing Beatles songs. That's when it stopped.
I knew you were going to go there.
Did you?
The group I was talking about was called the Ghost Brothers, by the way.
The Ghost Brothers. Mm-hmm. So, we ought to get them on our show.
Heck yeah.
They've been on Hillbilly Horror Stories. I mean, they've been on other shows, but they have a... I think it's on the History or the Travel Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Darius, I can't think of their names. I think there's three or four of them. They're pretty funny, but
But they love this place. It was cool. It was a cool video to watch.
I'll have to reach out to the Ghost Brothers. Yeah, they're really funny. They were great on Hillbilly Horror Stories, and I've heard them on another podcast. And then, like I said, I don't know if it still goes on, but they did have a show, just like Ghost Adventures and all that. And they have the equipment, they take it serious, but they're really funny, though, their reactions, and they're comedic. It'd be kind of like getting Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Kevin Hart, you know what I mean?
Right.
They're doing the investigation, they're trying to find some evidence, but yet they are joking, and their interaction with each other, they're playing off each other, they're fun, so... No, yeah, I'm out. That was the last story. So it was a good topic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and how far did you say it was?
And we're going a couple hours. A
couple hours?
Like Cincinnati, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Two and a half hours maybe to get there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah. You know what?
Easy peasy, baby.
In June.
Pumpkin squeezy.
In June, we're going to the Red Sox-Reds game. Maybe. Hey, I didn't.
That's not far from there.
I'll take him to the neighborhood. Look at here. It's a castle. I wonder if it's haunted.
Stumbled across, right?
Well, let's just check it out, right?
Bed and breakfast.
Ooh, that's just my game. That would be great. Well, that was fun to talk about. Really cool place. So yeah, I'm jealous of the
you're down
the dungeon. I want a dungeon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we have a crawl space, but that's not really. It's not quite the same.
Put that pilery to good use, right?
That's right. Nate, help us get out of this episode, please.
I'm fading quick. I'm tired, and that's a wrap.
You're out of love and land.
Oh.
Sorry, I stole that from you. Right?
Yeah.
You're just ready to go to the dungeon and go to sleep, aren't you?
I am. Lock that door.
I hear you, and I agree. Thank you, Nate. And thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 148 and our haunting discussion on the Loveland Castle. And until next time, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.